This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to check in, licensed to operate on their frequency, are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. None being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will be starting with our pre-net check-ins. And first is Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we've got Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next is Mel, K4XMR, from Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, out of Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Next is Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we'd like to welcome James, K4HEY, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Howard, KA3WPP, out of Piedmont. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he's in Twilla Gate, I'm assuming somewhere. And then we've got Jim, N4JRB, out of Greer. Then we've got Mr. John, KN4RJN, from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we've got Mr. Bob, KI4LJG, from Greensboro. Then we've got Mr. Scott, K4XYM, out of Greenville. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And we don't have any EchoLink stations at this moment. So we'll move on over to our RF. And with tonight being Sunday night, Alpha 2 Delta, Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and will both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net. Thanks for doing the net, Patrick.
HKX. Yep, and Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, and all on the net.
4HKX. Tricking everybody on the net. Please check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey. N4ASW Tony, also my wife Kim, Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK. We're in Asheville and we'll just be no reg to you, no comment. 73s.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And we would like to check in this fine group here. And first there is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. Springs Long, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they're out of Piedmont. And by telephone relay, bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, out of Ware Shoals. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Then we've got our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SWAPNet. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home in Easley. And Gary, thank you for stopping by tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along his bride, Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK. They make their home up there in Asheville. And Tony, thank you for stopping in here and bringing you and your wife along. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HX. Followers, we're going to move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
All right, and we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you. I thought we was going to have to send out a search party for you there. Gary and I were wondering what happened to you.
We took a little trip out west, and as it turns out, 9 o'clock out, 9 o'clock here, 6 o'clock out there, and that's supper time. So, now we took a paddle boat cruise on the Columbia and Snake River, on some of the rivers that the Lewis and Clark expedition traveled. It was a lot of fun, so that's why we weren't here. KC4EZN.
Sounds like you had a really good time, but we're glad to have you back, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HK.
Number 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative.
4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to Warren, N4HHC, down there in Taylor's. And Warren, thank you, sir, for stopping by tonight and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And with that, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Same thing as each one of you.
4HKX. Patrick, thank you for being on that side of the mic. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. For a comment or two, and I wish everybody a good night. 7-3.
HKS. Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And I'll stick around for a comment,
too. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Tango Uniform. That's KQ4KTU. This is Scott in Hendersonville. Appreciate you calling the net this evening, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll check in this group here. And first there is Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he is over there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight. And I hope the first week back to school went good, and I hope your everything goes smooth this week also. So be careful out there on the bus, on the road tomorrow. The children will be out, and the buses will be out too. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down there in Greer. And I got you down for comments, Larry. I'll be back around shortly. Then we'd like to welcome KO4 JKV. That is Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. And Duncan, thank you for stopping in tonight, and I got you down for a comment when I get back around to you. So thank you, sir, for checking in with me. I'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KQ4QTU, and I missed your location, Scott.
Hi, Patrick. It is KQ4KTU. Sorry, terrible to pronounce. And I'm in Hendersonville.
Sure, I got that right. It's KO4 or KQ4KTU.
Correct.
That here shortly, but thank you, sir, for stopping in here. And that's the first time you've checked in with me, so welcome to the group. Love to have you check in with us every night. There's a different net controller, and I know they'll make you feel welcome, and you'll get to know everybody real quick. So thank you for stopping in here tonight. And with that, we're going to pause right here, and we've got an EchoLink station. So EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello again, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no rat you. But Patrick, I do have some information for you.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, you want to do your announcement now?
Affirmative, Patrick. I can go ahead and do it now. For information, Patrick, for yourself and others on frequency, Gary, KI4DOS, already has this information, but we will be having our Ham Fest next year in January. It'll be January the 11th. And Gary and Patrick, for yourself and those on the rest of y'all on frequency, Gary KI4DOS does have the website information to go to the monitor, and on the website that he has, all you have to do is click on the Hamfest tab. And Patrick, this year, we usually call it the Greenwood Hamfest, but next year it'll be called the GARS Golf Alfa Romeo Sierra. The GARS Fest, and the reason why is due to the name of our club being the Greenwood Amateur Radio Society, it will be called the GARS Fest, but it is on to be held next year in January, on January the 11th, and Patrick, as I just mentioned, Gary does have all the website information. Gary does have our club website and all the other information that you would need to be able to stay updated on that, and it should be available after the first, and the information on that should be available after the first of next month. Again, Patrick, the information on that should be available anytime after the first of next month. KA4PQA.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, Stephen, thank you for coming by and announcing that. And I made myself a note here so that I could stay up to date on it, and I will get the website from Gary. Does anybody else need any feels on that? And thank you for coming by here and bringing us that information. Look forward to seeing you down there next year now. And so good to thank you, sir, for coming by. And with that, we're going to try one more time, India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That's pause. We're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
Hello, Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. This is KC4PLT Richard. I'll be mobile. And check me in and out. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4PLD, down there in Georgia. And Richard, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping in here with me. I do appreciate that. Anyone else? Mike DuPapa, Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX. Right, this is KO4HKX, and the call is there. I got a text message wanting to check in. KM4NAP, that is Mr. Ed over there in Seneca. Ed, good to know you're listening out there. We're going to have to get your radio set up so you can check in here over RF. Look forward to getting with you one day. But thank you for at least being there. I do appreciate it. And with that, we will try one more time. Mike DuPapa, Mike DuPapa, please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX, Tango, Quebec 2 Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
KO4HKX. Here, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLD. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick. I'm in Pendleton, and I've got no traffic and no roundtable. Thanks for holding the net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome this fine group in here, and first on there is Mr. Rusty, WU2T, down there in Moore. Rusty, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Hope you have a great week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, good to talk to you earlier. I hope you and Miss Bernice are having a wonderful afternoon and you're staying out of trouble. And then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for coming in here. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, down in Pendleton. And Nick, hope you're having a good evening, and I hope your practice is going well. But thank you, sir, for stopping in here tonight and being with us. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hey, Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Grable. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
Hey, X. Be out of turn. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your bride. Hope that y'all are doing well. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
So 4HKX, the Brewers 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down there in Greenville. Richard, good to hear you tonight, sir, and thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, up here in Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Beverly are having a great week, or have a great week. And thank you for coming by and checking in on my net. And for those of you who don't know, Sid calls the net over on the 146640 machine. It does have a tone of 91.5. And it starts at 8 o'clock, just before our net. So it's a good place to get your radio warmed up and get that thumb a working. So, and I know he'd love to have you check in over there. And pretty much any of y'all, Greer, towards Spartanburg, should be able to make that in to that repeater fairly easily. He's got good coverage. So, and I know he'd love to have you in there. So with that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
pause. We're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HBX. That's a mighty quiet group. Hopefully somebody will come along here in a little bit and put some somebody in that column for us. We'll try one more time right quick. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. I wasn't paying attention. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4 2B Determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Being negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along his bride, KQ4TBD, to make their home down there in Southern Greenville. And Tommy, don't worry about it. I about caught myself sleeping and started in the net and didn't realize 9 o'clock had snuck up on me that quick. But good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Angela have a great week. With that, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Good evening, Tommy. Check in, Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform, November, that's Bill and Bill's River, and I'll be negative and negative. Have a great one.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4. KCX. My name is Jerry. Location is Great Court. Just check us in and out tonight. And thank you calling the net for us. Doing a good job. Thank you, sir.
KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2 GUN, up there in Mills River from me. Bill, good to hear you tonight, sir. Thank you for stopping in here. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KI4KCX, down there in Great Court. And, Jerry, you're sounding good coming in from Great Court. I do appreciate you coming in here and checking in with me. It's my pleasure to be checking in, sir. And thank you for the compliment. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Check in, Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I am negative and negative tonight. Thanks for running the net. 73 is all, KI4, GOD.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KI4, GOD, down there in, well, sorry, John, where did you say you were located?
All the way down here in Simpsonville.
That I'm going to change it in my computer right quick because it's still got a Florida address. So. But thank you for stopping in here tonight with me. And sounds like the antenna is doing a pretty good job for you, better than you have been getting in. A little bit of scratch on it now compared to earlier today, but solid coming into the repeater. So good to hear you. And, sir, thank you for stopping in here tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that long pause, I assume I've got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wish to be secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry. KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Good evening to everyone on the net. Well, it was a fine day here today. I found some things. I lost some things. I was unable to find some things I have been looking for a while, but I gave it another try. That's a never-ending. I think we've talked about that. That's a never-ending roller coaster, so to speak. Just as the net started, we got a good hard rain here. I say good because we've been like 3 or 4 days without any rain. and with temperatures such as they are, if it doesn't rain, we've got to manually water to keep the, you know, the pleasant things out there growing. The bushes and the flowers and stuff like that, those are the pleasant things. So even though I did take a water can around and lavishly douse the flowers and such as that, Donna has a lot of potted plants around the house on the outside, and she puts them out there. I help her with that, and then the watering is my chore. Oh, well, anyhow, it's nice to get that rain. It dropped the temperature 10 degrees. You know, it was around 89, now it's around 79. And it's amazing how a cool rain will refresh the air, and strangely, the humidity didn't go up, didn't change, as far as I can tell. So, how's things around your place today?
I've had an excellent day. Went to church this morning, had a good time chasing some kids around up there and playing tag with them, and they wore me out. So we come home, got some lunch, and then I put some YouTube videos on I was going to watch, and ended up checking my eyelids for holes, and so I missed a few of them. And but other than that, I've had a great day. It was nice and cool up here. I think the high got up to 82. Beautiful day outside, and we haven't had rain today, but we've had rain over the last 3 days, about every day, 3 or 4 days. So it was good to see a blue sky and for everybody, because we had a picnic at the church that the wife and I didn't get to go to, and it was good to, for them to have the sun so they could play in the lake and have a good time. But all in all, I've had a great day.
Oh my. Well, some of my most favorite memories are where I grew up, they call it dinner on the ground. Now, that might suggest something like a picnic, where you spread out a blanket and take out of your picnic basket, take all these things and set them around, and everybody sits down on the ground. But I found out shortly after attending several of these when I was a kid that that's not what people mean. Well, maybe you can take it from the table and sit on the ground if it's, you know, a nice dry day for a few days, and you bring your own blanket. Maybe that's what people do. But most people sit at a table. They call it dinner on the ground. But those are some of the nicest memories. My mama, bless her soul, she cooked what my dad liked. I came to understand that as I was a kid. We ate what Dad liked. And Dad didn't have much of a variety in his diet, you might say. So it was mostly the same thing. Now, Mom could cook it like nobody else, because she cooked it every day of the world. Breakfast was up to us, you know. But dinner was always the same thing. And, I don't mean to sound like I'm complaining about that, because I would give a lot to sit down at my mama's table just one more time. KK4JBQ.
I didn't take it as you were complaining. I'm thinking the same thing. I'd give anything just about to sit down and have a meal with my mom one more time. And just one more time. No telling what that might do for us.
Indeed. But I look back and I recall that, well, I don't take any pride in this. Don't misunderstand. But I realized somewhere in my teens, 14 maybe, that nobody was saying thank you to the cook, you know. So I thought, in my own little way, I would let Mom know from time to time how much I enjoyed her meals. And she was startled at first, but she came to like it. Now, nobody else around the table, and I had, let's see, a brother and, of course, my dad, and then a sister came along. And I kept thanking her and making a fuss, and she seemed to enjoy that. It was just between me and her at that point. So I look back now, and I am so, so thankful that I did that, because I can look back and think, you said what you wanted to say, no matter what anybody else thought about your saying it, and it was appropriate to do that, I think. Yes, I love my mom. I think everybody out there can shout the same thing. I loved my mom. And she was a country cook. She had a cookbook. As a matter of fact, long years ago, maybe you remember S&H Green stamps. I don't know. They weren't all over the country, but you got these stamps as depending on your at the grocery store, depending on your purchase. And then you got empty books that you pasted the stamps into. Now, with a full book, you could go to a premium catalog, they called it, and pick out something and buy it with a certain number of books of stamps. And I was the one that sat at the table. Mom would take her stamps that she'd gotten for the last month or so, let's say, and it was, you know, like three or four books full. And I'd lick and stick the books, the stamps for the books, kind of a project. And I recall once I said, Mom, I know what I'd like to get for the family, or for you, whichever way you want to look at it. I wanted to get her a cookbook. So I got her a Betty Crocker cookbook with S&H Green stamps. And, you know, that book stayed in a drawer. I didn't realize that a country cook cooks the same thing all the time. And she wouldn't, I thought it might cause her to experiment, you know, a different dish or maybe a different spice in what she was already cooking. Nope, I don't think she ever opened it. KK4JBQ.
04HK, Blu-ray. Well, Larry, she may never opened it, but I guarantee she is reveled and enjoyed that sentiment that come along with it. If it stayed in the drawer in the kitchen, it stayed close, and it meant something to her.
Maybe so. Yeah, that makes me think about something else in the kitchen that kind of took over. Dad used to keep all of her knives sharp. She liked using a sharp knife. And at some point, I think maybe it was his eyesight or something, he said, won't you sharpen Mom's knife this week? And I says, well, sure. And so he taught me how he did it. And I said, I have to say, over time, I changed it somewhat. And I learned a lot about sharpening knives. Now, that has stuck with me. I would do anything. But Mom was reticent. She didn't want a man in the kitchen, even if the man was a little boy. She didn't want me in the kitchen. Kind of surprising when I would offer to help her wash dishes. No, no, no. No, no, no. That's not a man's job. So I did what I could do, what she would allow me to do. Anyway, I thank you for taking us down that road, and I'm thankful to remember my mom in that way. So you probably know a little more about automobiles than I do. Now, I'll just assume that. And I wanna ask if you or perhaps anybody else listening might give me some pointers on how to maintain an automobile battery. You know, the no-muss-thumb in cars these days. I've got one that's acting a little flaky, causing me to charge it from time to time. And maybe I'm just not doing the right thing. KK4, JBQ.
4HK, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, Larry, I've got plenty of experience in that one. And I don't know what kind of car you're driving, but a typical car, when everything is shut off, will have is supposed to have less than 0.5 amps of draw on it. And so the battery's going to have a draw on it all the time. And if you let it sit for long periods of time, the battery will go dead just because of that. So the best thing to do is put a trickle charger on it, or a battery maintainer, as they call them, that will only surface charge the battery and help maintain it so that you don't have that problem if you're going to leave it parked for a week, 2 weeks at a time without driving it.
I must have said something in the past that you recalled. That is exactly how I treat my automobile. It sits a lot. I'm real thankful to have it when I need it, but I don't need it that often. Donna has her own car, and she does most of the driving. It's a hybrid, so, you know, the gas bill isn't much. But, what you say makes a lot of sense. A trickle charger. Okay. Well, I'll do some investigating and some research on that. Anyhow, I'm anxious to hear what others have to say tonight. Thank you for calling the net again, and it's been a pleasure to sit here and listen to everybody check in. I just enjoy that. I really do. And I don't know many of the people on SysNet up there in Hendersonville, but I enjoy listening to people check in up there. It's kind of a lively net. Sid runs a real good net. I just take quite a bit of enjoyment. I get a lot of enjoyment from a radio. Not as some people do. You know, I don't, I'm restricted here in an HOA, so I don't do DX or HF for that matter. It's an antenna issue. If it can be seen, they can make trouble. The HOA can make trouble. They promised that. So, anyhow, you and Elise have a really good evening and a good week coming up. Again, thanks for calling the net. This is KK4 JBQ. Back to you, sir.
To talk to you this evening, always a pleasure, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a great week. And look forward to talking to you tomorrow night on the net. I'll be calling tomorrow night also. And with that, we're going to try one more time and see if we got any check-ins just before I move up to Mr. Duncan. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HK. That pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the moment. And we'll move on up here to Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. Please call KO4HK.
This is KO4JKV. Good evening, Patrick, and thanks for holding the net. I am back at home, and I'm using the HT maxed out on the power, so hopefully I'm getting through okay. I went to visit family in Ohio and went to the famous R&L Electronics and picked up another Nano VNA with a 4-inch screen, which is magnificent, and a 40-meter hand stick.
and then made some contacts on the way up and down, and shot some video of that. But that was about it for my adventure. Over.
Well, welcome you back. Glad to have you, and glad you got to go up and see your family. And R&L Electronics, I go on their website quite a bit. I like the way they do things and seem to be pretty good about dealing with. But I don't know that I'm going to drive all the way up there just to visit them in person. But I'm glad somebody got to see them. And glad you had a good trip, as I said earlier. And wanted to remind me myself to tell you, you done a good job calling it on Echolink. I don't know that I want to try that, but you did a good job, and I appreciate you sticking in there with it while you were traveling. Do appreciate that.
R&L Electronics is in a very small town. I think the town's called Hamilton. And it's a tiny shop, but it is really cool in there. Guys in there really know their stuff. I'm not affiliated with them, but they have all kinds of new radios. I got to touch a lot of radios that I've only seen on the screen. I got to spin the dial on like a AC991 and just see all these radios in person. So that's really fun. I didn't spend too much money. But let's see. Let me let it up for a second. I got something else to ask you about. And I wouldn't recommend trying to run a net from Echolink. It's not a joy, but it is possible. So I'll keep that in my toolbox if I have to do it again. But earlier today, I heard an automated message on this repeater. It was saying they needed new net controllers, and I didn't get the full message. But about a week ago, they were looking for Monday night controllers, and I know I do the first two Mondays every month, and I was just wondering, I could be available to do just every Monday if that makes life simple. So I'll just throw my hat in there. I know you're supposed to run the net tomorrow, and if you want to keep doing that, that's fine, or you want to do it for the rest of the month, that's cool, or if you need to run it by day, that's fine too, but I could just do every Monday, just keep things simple, because I know we're spread through.
This is KO4 HKX and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Duncan, I think I can speak for Dave. If you want to pick up Monday nights, you are very welcome to, and we would love to have you because we've got the last three Monday nights of the month open, the third, fourth, and fifth. And then every other Friday and like four or five Saturdays open a month, depending on what month it is. So if you could pick those up, I would almost 100% say that they would be ecstatic for that to happen.
Oh, well, that sounds good. And I do know that tomorrow is one of those nights. And unless I hear something from you, I know you have my cell phone number, I'll just be prepared to pick up Monday night net control duties tomorrow evening. So I'll be there tomorrow unless something comes up and for some reason I can't start exactly then. You can just text me, but then you can expect me to just go ahead and fill in, and hopefully it makes things easier for everybody. KU4HKX, KU4JKV.
I know we'd love to have you because me and Gary have been pulling double duty on a lot of nights and having to call two and three nights in a row sometimes. So any help would be greatly welcomed. And I almost 100% sure there's not going to be any issue with that at all. But I will relay the message to Dave, or you can relay him. And if you want to start tomorrow, I am fine with that. So you go right ahead with it.
Good. I'll just plan on tomorrow. And like I said, if anything changes, you have my number. You can text me. But always good to help. Great group of folks. And I love doing it. And the more that I do it, the more comfortable that I get behind the mic, so that's a big, huge thing. But all that sounds great, and I won't keep you here forever. Hopefully you got some more contacts. We're almost up at 10 o'clock, so that's pretty cool. So thanks again, Patrick, and big 73 to you and everybody else on the net. KO4HKS, this is KO4JKV, back to the net.
And thank you for volunteering to pick up those Monday nights. And like I say, glad to have the help. We've been running shorthanded for a little while, and Dave's been out. I know everybody would love to have the help, and love to have come check in with you. But thank you for stopping by, hanging out with me for a few minutes, and hanging out with everybody else that's out there listening. Yeah, we'll try one more time here and see if we got any more check-ins. And look forward to hearing you call on that tomorrow night, Duncan. And if something changes, you just give me a call, or I'll call you if something on your end changes. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan will be calling the net, so you won't have to hear me two nights in a row. KO4JKV, and I know you will enjoy his net, because you do already. And again, Duncan, grateful for the help. And send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.